know, I don't know if I should tell you this. This is Corps Sergeant Elise Bowman again. I don't know what if I should say anything about this at all, because I figure you expect me to say something about being a soldier in Yosemite and what the patrols were like and how the people reacted to seeing colored soldiers for the first time, how they reacted to being told what they could or couldn't do if the man telling them what to do or not do looked like me. You know, a young man, a boy in their eyes, a boy from South Carolina. I could tell you all sorts of different things, but I'm going to tell you something that I hadn't planned on talking about at all, and it has everything to do with the scent that was in the wind on a particular day in a meadow way up in the high country. This would have been a bit north and east of Rogers Lake. And the meadow was unexpected, just like much of what you find in Yosemite is expected and unexpected at the same time until you take it all in. And it was just funny. I had a hint that the meadow was there because the wind brought to me the scent. And the scent was sweet. And it was like, I don't know, it was like something that blew through a lot of sugar, you know? And it picked up all that sweetness. And you could taste it on the wind. And there was a buzzing in the air. And you could just hear all the wings, all those little wings of the bees just buzzing around. And they seemed to be drunk on something. And I knew I was getting closer to what it was. And I rounded, you know, the bend of the trail. And I saw color. I saw light. I saw so many different colors of all these flowers, tall and short and purple and blue and yellow and red. And they all just filled this meadow, not just with light, but filled it with this scent, this mingled scent of all those flowers there. And it wouldn't have been anything unusual, except as I sat there on my mule and I drank deep of what that meadow was giving to the air, I realized what it was. You see, before we rode up to Yosemite, we were in San Francisco at the Presidio. And you're a soldier, you got to do what you're told to do, but you get a little bit of time on your own. And I met this woman. And this woman, the thing that stood out, still stands out in my mind about this woman was her sweetness. There was some perfume that she either put on or it came from her, and it was sweet, and it was something, only word I can think of, and mind me for saying this, I'm so sorry, but it was delicious, and I still, to this day, can close my eyes, and take a deep breath of that woman, and that perfume, that I wasn't certain if it was something that, like I said, that she put on, or something that got put on her, or what. Or if it was just her. But when I rounded that bend in that trail and got into that meadow, it was that woman. It was the same perfume of that woman. And, you know, I'm not going to share with you her name because that's private. I'm not going to share with you what she looked like because that's private. I'm not going to share with you what her voice was like when she spoke, the music it made in the air, because that's private too. And I'm sharing so much with you, but I got to keep something of this world all to myself. Don't we all got to keep something just to ourselves? But what I will share is this, is that when I closed my eyes riding on that mule into that meadow, that woman was all around me. I could just sense her all around me, and I took deep breaths of her all around me. And when I inhaled and exhaled, it was all about her. I didn't want to open my eyes again, but you know, if you're riding a horse, and in particular you're riding a mule, it's not advisable to keep your eyes closed. Horses can pick up on when the rider got his eyes closed, and they all prone to give you a little bit of excitement. So I had to open my eyes, and when I did, Felt like I had died, and this was the next world right there, because it was the sweetest, most beautiful place. And it was alive with butterflies and bees and little hummingbirds flitting back and forth, drinking deep of the sweetness that I knew was sweet without ever doing anything to those flowers, without touching those flowers. The hummingbirds didn't have to tell me that there was sweetness like wine right there at my feet. But when I closed my eyes, I saw that woman that I thought I'd never see her again. And maybe I won't. But 200 miles away from San Francisco, this must have been the place where she was born, right here in this meadow. This must be the place that she called her home. This must be the place where her kin live. Because when I closed my eyes, she wasn't in San Francisco. She was right there, that perfume, right here. And I took a deep breath of her again on that day, on this day. And I wasn't in Sierra no more. I wasn't in Yosemite no more. I was in the presence of that woman again, that woman who I hope one day to hold her hand and say, "How you doing, ma'am? It's been a long time. My name's Elise. We had a conversation a while ago. Don't you recall?" Oh, yeah. That day will be as sweet as this one right here, this moment right here, because she's here right now. I may be by myself, but I got something for company right here. Smell that. Oh, yeah. San Francisco.